Episode 1 of Saul and the Family by writer Mikhail Kenneth Millard. Saul and the Family is an homage show to the TV shows of the late 80s and 90s. Please enjoy the episode and subscribe. Saul returns home from a hard night's work as an unloader at UBS shipping facility. He walks through the door of his house to find his wife of 15 years sitting on the couch, drinking a wine cooler and staring him down. Tiffany. "Hi, Saul. Back home from bringing in the big bucks, I see," she says sarcastically and then laughs. Saul smirks. He's used to the sarcasm. He hangs up his coat and turns to his wife, Tiffany. Saul. "And I see you're home doing your job, keeping the right side of the couch warm and quality checking the wine coolers." He smirks, knowing his comeback was solid. "Tiff, please tell me there's dinner in the oven, baby." Tiffany looks away from the television for a moment. "I ordered a pizza earlier. The box is on the table." Saul walks quickly over to the table, so happy that he's singing. Saul is singing. "I got food. He got food. We all got food." Only to open the box and see that it's empty. Saul, extremely disappointed, plops down in the chair at the table. "Tiff, I thought you said there was pizza over here." Tiff laughs. "No, actually I said I ordered pizza and that the box was on the table." "The box, Saul. You know, little things like details count. And apparently, little things also count in bed." She laughs. The doorbell rings, and in walks the next-door neighbor, Laura, and her husband, Melvin. Laura is a well-off lawyer, and her husband is a car salesman. Laura stands next to Tiff with her arms folded. Melvin is at her side. Laura, "Tiff, you know I love you, but your Cro-Magnon husband accidentally ran over my flower garden in his crusty, dusty UBS van again." Saul smirks. "Who said it was an accident?" Melvin starts to giggle behind Laura's back, but she turns and glares at him, and he immediately stops. Saul gets up and walks over to the opposite side of the couch with his sly smirk growing by the second. Saul, "You know, Laura, my eyes aren't too good, and from afar I mistook you for a little boy outside." "Wait a minute. My eyes must be terrible, because here up close, you also look like a little boy. However, my eyesight isn't nearly as bad as your husband's, who is going to be highly peeved when he finds out that all this time he thought he was in a pride-filled gay relationship with a handsome young man, and yet it's hard not to believe that you are indeed of the male persuasion." Laura lunges at Saul to wring his neck, but Melvin and Tiff hold her back. Laura composes herself and straightens out her suit. "That's it. Like I said, love you, Tiff. But Saul, I'll see you in court." Saul smiles. "You'll see me in court, and I'll see you back at the barnyard, young man. Do you milk the cow, or does the cow milk you? But then you need udders to produce milk, and with those two flat lumps of flesh up front, I can barely call you a chicken." Melvin laughs behind her back once again until Laura turns to him and says, "Let's go." And they both storm out, slamming the door. End of episode 1. Next episode, Saul gets sued. Make sure you subscribe for all the following episodes of season 1 of Saul and the Family by writer Mikhail Kenneth Millard. Until next time, goodbye.